three different conductors will direct the Juno Symphony next season. They hope to replace Kyle Wiley Pickett, who will lead the Topeka, Kansas Symphony and the Springfield, Missouri Symphony Orchestra after 14 years in the capital city. KTOO's Rosemarie Alexander takes a look at the candidates.
At the end of the 2013 symphony season, musicians and board members gathered to answer three questions.
What are you looking for in the next conductor?
Violinist Kristen Garreau chairs the search committee.
What role does the symphony play in your life? And what role do you think the symphony plays in the Juno community?
The questions were asked again in the summer and fall. The answers helped the 15-member committee come up with traits the orchestra wants in a new conductor. Garreau says lessons learned from the last recruitment in 1999 and the music director search handbook from the League of American Orchestras morphed into a blueprint for the current search.
We announced it on the Conductors Guild, the clearinghouse website for conductors.
That was in October. Nearly 70 applications rolled in. Only 28 made the first cut. Then 13 conductors were selected for interviews by Skype and reference checks, resulting in a list of 9. Committee members voted on each person to get to the remaining 3. Though the job pays only about $35,000 a year, Garreau says the volunteer Juno Orchestra demands a lot of its conductor.
Not only are they there to lead the musicians, but they're also kind of the face of the orchestra to the community.
That means music director, long-range planner, fundraiser, and grand communicator. The 3 finalists claim to be adept at all. Troy Quinn lives in Los Angeles, where he commutes to Rhode Island to conduct the Portsmouth Institute Orchestra, a gig he would keep if hired in Juno.
Conductors nowadays never stay in one place. They're doing multiple gigs and flying from town to town.
Quinn has never been to Juno, but already has a vision for making the symphony more accessible.
Being an ambassador for the symphony and being out in the public, in the school system, in businesses, reaching people through different medias, and providing a balanced repertoire so that we've got something for everybody to come listen to.
Quinn will conduct the Juno Symphony in November. Wesley Schultz is the February conductor. He lives on Bainbridge Island near Seattle, where he leads the Bainbridge Symphony Orchestra, the Seattle Festival Orchestra, and 2 youth symphonies. He says he enjoys working with volunteer musicians more than paid professionals.
You get to discover along with them, you know, some of the elements of music that the professionals, you know, might think of as old hat.
Schultz also has not been to Juno and sees it as something to add to his current jobs. The final conductor candidate for next year's season is Jeremy Briggs Roberts. He is musical director, conductor, and executive director of the Washington, Idaho Symphony, which performs in the Moscow, Idaho, and Pullman, Washington areas. Roberts says Juno would be a natural extension of his current work.
I think one of the major things that I've really enjoyed here is we've taken the orchestra and really grown it into a community cultural asset. Juno seems to have done a very good job of that.
Outgoing Juno director Kyle Pickett has been commuting to Juno from Northern California for the past 14 years, where he's conducted other orchestras. He says he will live in California and fly to his new conducting jobs in Kansas and Missouri. Pickett will continue as musical director for the Juno Symphony next season, working with each candidate on music choice for the concerts they conduct. Symphony musicians and the audience will play a role in selecting the new conductor. The winner of the competition will be announced in June. In Juno, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.